Walmart is making news today with a new partnership. The world's largest retailer says it is joining forces with the organic food maker Wild Oats to sell an exclusive line of organic products for as much as 25% less than the products cost elsewhere. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. He's with us from New York to discuss. Derek, welcome back.
Hi, Jeremy.
So everything Walmart touches, it seems, changes the industry altogether. It becomes a real game changer. Why is Walmart doing this with organics?
I think it makes sense to look at what each side is getting out of this deal. Why does organic think it needs Walmart, and why does Walmart think it needs organic?
Yeah.
Organic is healthy, not merely as a food, but as a business. Organic sales rose faster than overall grocery sales by 10% to $29 billion last year. It's healthy, it's small, it's growing fast. Walmart isn't so healthy in terms of a lot of the food that it serves. It isn't so small, and it isn't growing so fast. It's actually had a rough few years, enough so that when the government ended its payroll tax holiday early last year and cut food stamps, Walmart said this was having an appreciable effect on its business. That is, Walmart is so dependent on shoppers receiving government aid that when government aid falls, Walmart's business suffers. So, And once again, just this February, they announced they had another quite bad quarter. So what they need is growth. And where better to find it, really, than in this organic market where you can partner with an old trusty name, mark down prices, you know, and ride this organic wave, bring in more customers who aren't among the poorest households in the country.
Well, and Walmart actually has research to back up the idea that it's going to get more customers out of going into more organic products, right?
Yes, they do. I think 80% of U.S. customers shop at Walmart at some point during the year, and something like 90% of them said that they would buy organic if offered at the right price. But I don't think this is just about offering organic food at the right price to its existing customers. Again, its existing customers, its core customers, are people poor enough that the company itself acknowledges that cuts to food stamps, which
right.
now go out to 48 million Americans, cuts to food stamps are enough to affect the overall bottom line at this company. I think it's really partly about Walmart wants to grow into new, richer, higher income markets, and they want to offer organic food that people can trust at cheap prices. They want to lure people in where maybe they end up buying the kind of food at Walmart that isn't so marked down, that's a little bit more expensive. So I think it's about broadening this core customer base and getting some people with a little bit more cash into these stores in addition to being the most dependable place for people who are lower income to buy everything that they need.
Well, and it's got to be a scary day for Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, and other retailers that really specialize in these kind of products.
You know, it could be. At the same time, you know, Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, these are healthily growing grocery chains. And they're growing partly because look at where they are and look at what their demographics are. You know, they're located in cities and suburbs where you tend to have richer households. And as we've seen through this recovery, in the decades before the recession and in the years after the recession, a lot of the income growth is happening at the top. The poorer are staying poorer and the rich are getting richer. That's just the way the macroeconomics are playing out, both on a global stage and on a city-by-city stage. So those demographics are underpinning the overall grocery business. And they're helping these chains that are naturally serving richer people because the richer people are getting more and more money every year. Hmm. You know, Walmart is a remarkably efficient and just remarkably rich company that's done a lot for the retail industry in the last few decades. But it's succeeded by catering to a middle and lower class demographic in parts of the country that just aren't growing. And so I think it's only responsible and necessary for them to begin to edge into markets that are seeing this double-digit growth.
We're talking with Derek Thompson of The Atlantic about Walmart's decision today or announcement today to partner up with Wild Oats and unveil this cheaper organic line of products. Derek, what do we know about Wild Oats other than the fact that it used to be owned by Whole Foods?
This is rather ironic. So Wild Oats was founded in 1987, which, you know, is before the organic craze really took off. It's one of the granddaddies of organic. Whole Foods tried to buy them in 2007, did buy them. And the government said, nuh-uh, you can't do that. You can't merge two enormous organic food companies. You'll create an organic monopoly. And so after a few years, Whole Foods had to sell Wild Oats. And now, somewhat ironically, it's run straight into the arms of another behemoth, Walmart. So the government tried to keep Wild Oats out of the hands of one of the big players, and it ran into even a bigger player.
What is all of this going to mean for the production side of things, for organic farmers and distributors?
It's hard to say at this point. You know, I think that right now, organic accounts for 4% of the total grocery market. So it's small, but it is growing faster, considerably faster than the overall market. So as you see greater demand happening, as you see more people streaming into Walmart and buying this stuff, you should see that affect the supplier incentives as well, for them to produce more of this stuff to meet the demand. It's too early, though, I think, to guess whether or not this is going to be a successful foray. You know, what we know is that Wild Oats was in a position where they wanted to partner with a big retail chain. Walmart is in a position right now where they really need to find a growth category so that they can get out of selling really low-margin stuff to people who are just extremely strapped for cash. And so this is a good marriage for them. It remains to be seen, I think, whether this is going to sort of trickle down and have a big effect on the suppliers.
Well, and we should say it's not just Walmart that's doing this. Target is also getting into this game as well.
Target is getting into this game as well, exactly. And at Target, organic isn't just growing at 10%. Organic is growing something like 20%. So you really are seeing, just across the board, a really voracious interest in organic, you know, putting the science aside, which I know much less about whether this stuff is actually better for you, will have lower cancer rates and everything like that. The fact is that there is a shine to this sort of food. People want more of it. And they want more of it whether they're shopping at, you know, yuppie places like Whole Foods and Trader Joe's, or whether they're shopping at places like Target and Walmart. Everyone is recognizing that there's this demand for food that's safer, and we're in sort of a place right now where there is more awareness of health in the media. There's more awareness of wellness plans and finding ways to eat healthily and cheap. This is seen actually in the sort of Chipotle movement.
They've got tofu now at Chipotle. Yes,
they got tofu now at Chipotle. You're seeing more places like Chipotle, which are serving, you know, quick to make salads, quick to make sandwiches that are faster and cheaper to make. So, you know, this is really something that's happening across the entire ecosystem of food. And Walmart, which is the greatest and biggest grocer in the country, they want to get into this game even more. And that's why I think this deal absolutely makes sense for them.
Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Thanks so much, as always.
Thank you.